On Sunday, tens of thousands of American citizens, including the President, Barack Obama, gathered in Selma, Alabama, to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the 1965 Bloody Sunday March, where around 600 civil rights activists were attacked by police and others, many beaten with batons and sprayed with tear gas. It was a bittersweet moment to reflect on how far the US has come in achieving a colourblind society, but also what's still left to be accomplished. Sweet because the march was led by the country's first black president. Bitter because last week saw the release of three pretty sobering reports relating to that police shooting last August of unarmed black teenager Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. Speaking at Sunday's commemoration, the US president had this response to the Ferguson report.
What happened in Ferguson may not be unique, but it's no longer endemic. It's no longer sanctioned by law or by custom. And before the civil rights movement, it most surely was. We do a disservice to the cause of justice by intimating that bias and discrimination are immutable, that racial division is inherent in America. If you think nothing's changed in the past 50 years, ask somebody who lived through the Selma or Chicago or Los Angeles of the 1950s.
U.S. President Barack Obama on Sunday. Well, this week's Law Report takes a look at those official reports into the shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. Damien Carrick, good morning.
Morning, Fran.
Let's walk through these reports. The first looked at whether or not there should be a civil rights prosecution of the officer, the police officer who shot Michael Brown. What did that report find?
Well, that's right. It concluded that there should be no civil rights prosecution of police officer Darren Wilson. It concluded, looking at all the evidence, that what happened on that night back in August last year was that police saw Brown walking down the middle of a street. They thought that he might have been involved in stealing something from a convenience store, so they blocked his way with a police car. After a scuffle, Brown reached inside the car, punched Wilson and reached for his gun. At this point, two shots were fired, grazing one of Brown's hands. He ran away from the car. The officer pursued him, and then Brown, it would appear, turned around and began to charge the police officer, who at that point shot him 6 to 8 times, including in the head. And they, to reach this conclusion, they looked at the trail of bloodstains away from the car, then back towards the police officer, and also by speaking in depth to over 40 witnesses.
Right, okay, so the point that he turned around and charged the police officer. That's not to say there are not problems, big problems, with policing in Ferguson. And the second report is a damning indictment, really, of the police department there.
Fran, it's a searing report about institutional racism. The Federal Attorney General, Eric Holder, said that people might have been mistaken about what happened to Michael Brown, the shooting, but given the practices of the police in this town, he understood their mistrust and understood the demonstrations and the unrest after the shooting. And I just want to read you out one sentence. Quote, violence is never justified, but seen in this context amid a highly toxic environment defined by mistrust and resentment, stoked by years of bad feelings and spurred by illegal and misguided practices, it's not difficult to imagine how a single tragic incident set off the city of Ferguson like a powder keg. And this report spells out in extraordinary detail that how police have effectively menaced African Americans and were driven by both explicit and implicit bias in the way they went about their work. I'll just tell you a couple of the stats. Mm-hmm. 67% of the population of the city are African American. 85% of those subject to vehicle stops are black. A black driver is twice as likely to be searched as a white driver, even though searches of white drivers turn up more drugs and contraband than they do of black drivers. 93% of those arrested are black. 90% of those who receive citations are black. 94% of those charged with failure to comply or failure to obey are black.
Right. That's pretty strong. And then there's a third report released by the president himself looking at how to improve policing. What did it find?
this was a special task force looking at how to develop policing in the 21st century and avoid these sorts of problems. Look, strangely enough, there doesn't appear to be a requirement to report all police shootings across the country and gather kind of real national statistics about what's going on around the country. There's no requirement at the moment to have external investigations of police shootings and deaths in custody, and that needs to change as well. There needs to be established a culture of transparency and accountability in order to build public trust. And also, what was really interesting about Ferguson is that they talked about the whole kind of system being focused on collection of fines and the importance of fines to the coffers of the city. And one of the big recommendations was the removal of targets for issuing of tickets and carrying out a specific number of arrests, because there are actually those targets on police at the moment.
Yeah, okay, so give them less excuse for stopping people and charging people. Yes. Damien, that's very interesting. Thank you very much.
Good talking.
And Damien, we'll have more about all this policing and race in the USA based on these three reports on the Law Report this afternoon on RN at 5:30.